Zad Hashem, tonight we're going to be counting Tiferet Sheba Yesod. And we were talking the last past days how Yesod is the link to relationships, to connecting two opposites. And specifically, the examples we give are corresponding to marriages, even though it's referring to any type of relationship, but specifically we're focusing on marriages. And very interestingly, this is accepted by most faiths, is that when the groom wants to sanctify the bride, he puts a ring on her finger. So it's not only in Judaism, it's even in other faiths, they have this custom. In Judaism, we put the ring on the finger because we need to sanctify the woman with some valuable object. So then we use a ring. There's a reason why a ring. But when the man puts the ring on the woman's hand, then he says, "Harei at mekudeshet li, you are hereby sanctified to me, betabat zu, with this ring, kedat Moshe b'Israel, like the faith of Moshe in the nation of Israel." Which just on that verse is a lot what to say. Why Kedat Moshe? Why just Mekudeshet? Or Dat Shel Hashem? Dat Moshe? But nevertheless, the Tabat, the ring, is signifying is the beauty that you can find in the marriage life. I know most people, if you interview them, they'll tell you, marriage is not as it's not what I expected. So that's you can blame Hollywood for that. That it's placed in our minds that marriage is about walking into the sunset with holding hands and all that junk. But that's the problem with society, is that they being programmed by the media or videos or movies, and we get this idea when you grow up, you think that marriage is about all that romance. I thought, when I was young, that marriage all day long, you go to romantic dinners and sitting on the beach, gazing into the horizon, and that's what I thought. Marriage is there. But nevertheless, there is a very deep beauty in marriage. And again, I'm still talking about marriage, but this is in any relationship. Any healthy relationship, there's a very deep beauty in there, a connection, a certain connection. Now, specifically when it comes to the wedding, then we use a ring, and the ring is this signifying and symbolizing the beauty, the perfect beauty in the life of marriage. And this is how you also find the beauty in marriage. Now, according to halakha, you don't need a wedding ring. You see, the Talmud says, Isha niknet b'shlosha dvarim, a woman is being sanctified with three things, and one of the things is something that is has a value. Now, according to halacha, you can sanctify a woman with anything that has value. It doesn't have to be a ring. But nevertheless, you don't see anybody coming into a chuppah and saying to his wife, "I'm going to sanctify you here with a bag of tomatoes." So it has value. It has to be a shve pruta, a minimum value of pruta. Pruta in our days is about 5-6 agorot. Cents, agorot, not cents. What is that? We're going to be like a cent and a half. So, and again, it depends. There's different opinion how you value it according to silver. But nevertheless, pruta in our generation, achshav mamash, literally now in Israel, it's about 5 or 6 agorot. So you can sanctify a woman with anything. So according to halacha, it doesn't have to be a ring. It can be anything. But nevertheless, nobody does anything but a ring. I've never seen anybody sanctifying a woman with anything but a ring. And why a ring? Well, what's the point of the ring? Because a ring is something beautiful. And more than that, in most cases, it has to be, I mean, there's many Kabbalistic explanations why the ring and why specifically gold. It's best if it's gold and pure gold. But the ring, the idea of the ring is something beautiful, something pure. And again, it's representing the beauty in the marriage. Now, when two opposites become one, that's something beautiful. And again, we're concentrating on marriages, but any type of relationship that two opposites become one, it brings something beautiful into the world. Now, when we counted a few weeks ago, Yesod Shebatiferet, then if you remember, we talked about it, that it's when the beauty is being revealed, the beauty of the groom and the bride is being revealed. That's what we talked about in Yesod Shebatiferet. Tonight we're going to do Tiferet Shebayesod. It's the other way around. Here, it's the beauty, but the fact that there's unity, that's the beauty. So it's totally different. Tiferet, Yesod Shebatiferet is the beauty being revealed in the relationship. Here, which is tonight, again, Tiferet Shebayesod, is the actual relationship, the connection, that's the beauty. That's where you see the beauty. So, practically saying, again, when we're focusing on relationships, on marriages, and in relationships in general, usually it will be more significant in marriages, that after a certain while you feel that it's, kind of getting a mundane, it's no excitement anymore, there's kind of like an old piece of furniture that is starting to collect dust, or like a picture that you have in the attic, and once in a blue moon you pull it out and you blow the dust. Oh, you know, it was such a beautiful picture, used to hang it on the wall once. So in marriages you feel that often, and even in any relationship, when there's no excitement or there's no separation, nothing to stimulate it, feels it's wearing off. So practically saying, the reason why, one of the many reasons why the woman wears the ring, and it's actually very important that the woman does wear the ring, that she constantly wears it. Not because to prevent the men from trying to pick her up, rather because constantly you can look in the ring and it arouses again the beauty. It reminds you of the beauty. So the point that we want to make practically, and again, I know we're focusing on marriages, but this can be applied with any relationship. You have to constantly somehow remind yourself the beauty in the relationship that you have. So if it's with a husband and wife, don't wait for the wedding day, the wedding anniversary, to buy a flower or some present. And you have to know how to constantly bring this beauty of the connection out in any way. And if it's not in the marriage life, any relationship needs a little boost. Don't wait for a special time. You have to arouse and bring the beauty on the relationship. The fact that there is a relationship, it could be a father and a child. I'm giving examples with a wedding, but it can be any type of relationship, that you have to know how to arouse the beauty of the relationship. Because if there's a relationship, you want to make sure that there's something positive there, and there's always some type of beauty hidden behind it. So the point is to know how to emphasize and remind, so to say, the beauty in any type of relationship. Since we're focusing a lot on weddings, then for the ones who are already married, then just know that relationships need stimulation. For the ones who are not married, then find yourself who to get married with, so you can practice that. So I'll only leave you with a blessing for the ones who are not married yet to find their other half, and the ones who are married, they should constantly see the beauty in their relationship. But when it's outside of the wedding department, any relationship, there's some type of beauty there, even though you don't maybe see it. But if there's some type of relationship, there is beauty there, and you need to know how to bring it out to the surface. And with finding what is signifying the beauty in the relationship, and nevertheless bring it out to the open.